Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
Nearly a third of under fives who are brought up in households where there's at least one tablet apparently have their own. Do your kids have their own tablet?
No, they share one.
Yeah, well, it's funny because we did get Finn a cheaper one. Ollie used her own money to get her own iPad, but he only wants to play with her iPad. It's like, just leave it alone. You've got your own over there, mate.
No, it's not good enough.
Or he wants to play with my phone. Just play. You've got your own thing. Play with it. But studies discovered they spend over an hour a day on it if they've got one. And the best apps, I don't know, these are the 10. You go bing, if your kids have got any of these. Okay, you ready? Toca Boca.
Bing.
Yeah. Candy Crush Saga.
No,
that's more Donna, that one, yeah, for me. Disney, anything Disney?
No, they're all free, the ones that...
Yeah, Minecraft, bing.
Bing, yeah.
Temple Run, bing.
Bing.
Pepper's Paintbox, I don't think I've seen that.
Bing,
is that on there? Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's on. Maybe that must be on Fids. Talking Tom, bing.
Yeah.
All I want to do is punch it. Do you do the punching way? You punch. Well, that's funny, isn't it? Angry Birds, bing. Yeah. CBeebies.
Bing.
Yeah. And YouTube is the top one.
Bing.
All those old episodes of Horrid Henry that keep coming around.
It's just these people that open toys. These videos of these weird people that just go, oh, look, this is amazing.
Is that what you use it for?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't know. We use it for, like, you know.
That's what all the kids
watch. Well, Olivia does, like, but Finn, all he wants is, like, Fireman Sam and stuff like that.
That's what Daisy watches.
Really?
She watches all these people opening, like, mini packets of collectibles.
The thing with you've got the CBeebies one.
Yeah.
If you ever run out of storage on your iPhone or your iPad,
yeah,
check and see how much usage. CBeebies, the app on that, takes up about 15 zillion gigabytes or whatever. It's ridiculous. What are they putting in that program to make it work? I expect Mr. Tumble to actually pop out.
Milo in the morning with Arnold Clark.
The grand final, we're counting down to that, 4 days and counting now until the big game, Saturday tea time, which will be live on Wish FM. You were at the big press conference yesterday. Was it at Old Trafford?
I was, yeah, it was. Yeah, it was good. Enjoyed it.
Was the buffet good?
Yep, nice sandwiches, a few cakes afterwards.
Good. We've put together some of these. We've done a few of these over the last couple of years, but we've put together a series of these. We call them Quickfire 10. So if you ever listen to our rugby league coverage, every now and then you get one of your favourite stars coming up answering some completely random questions. So the Quickfire 10. So later on we're going to hear from Don Manfredi. He's done one. And later in the week, you managed to get Sean Wayne.
Sean Wayne's, it's a classic.
Sean Wayne's done one. We'll keep that for later in the week. We'll kick off though with the one dubbed the Ginger Pearl by our commentary team. So this is Liam Farrell's Quickfire 10.
Everybody get up.
Favorite TV show.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Favorite film.
Hangover.
Favorite holiday destination.
Dubai.
Favorite chocky treat.
Cadbury's Dairy Milk.
If you weren't a rugby league player, what would you be doing?
Golfer. It's too easy.
If you didn't play rugby league, what sport would you play?
Obviously golf.
Rugby league idol.
Andy Farrell.
Apart from the DW, what's your favourite Super League ground?
Leeds. Awesome atmosphere. The fans are great. The teams are really good as well.
Which reality TV show would you like to be booked for?
Big Brother.
What music do you drive to?
I've got Sam Smith at the moment. That's really good.
Well, there you go. It's a big Sam Smith fan. I don't know if you caught any of the Wayne Rooney documentary that was on last night. Did you catch it?
I didn't last night.
Catch any of it. I caught the first kind of 25 minutes of it before I went to bed. I thought it was quite interesting. It gets quite a lot of stick, does Wayne Rooney, and these kind of footballers, you expect them to have glamorous lifestyles because the amount of money that we agree to pay them, I guess. One thing that struck me, he's got a 3G pitch and goals in his garden. I was thinking, how nice that would be, really cool, wouldn't it? I'd quite like that. We've got like a 10 quid pop-up one from Tesco that I've put in my garden on the grass, which is now worn out, so that's me and Finn sorted. Anyway, the bit that caught me was the bit where he was talking about getting romantic, and both him and Colleen agreed he was romantic, and he wrote poems. He writes poems.
He writes poems.
For Colleen! You can't imagine.
Sweet.
I've written one. You are my dream. I've got an example of what I think. Colleen, I love you. You're sweet and you're cool. We're meant to be together because you know the offside rule. Do you think that's the kind of level he's at, or do you think he's above that?
Possibly.
Do you like that? I was trying to think, and it made me feel bad because I was thinking, if Wayne Rooney can be romantic, crikey, I need to buck my ideas up a little bit here. And I was trying to think of romance. Now, I must admit, and Donna agreed with me last night, the one time I have been really romantic was on our 10th wedding anniversary. In the build-up to it, every month, in the 10 months building up, I gave her a little pendant-type thing.
Yep.
And then on the actual anniversary, she got a bracelet, and all the pendants went on the bracelet.
Sweet.
OK, so there was 10 things to represent the 10 years of our glorious marriage. Sorry, I'm just choking there.
Are you still married?
So I set the bar. I set the bar there. So what about yourself? Have you?
I'm rubbish.
Shameful.
Really
is it?
Rubbish. Yeah. Only just last night, my girlfriend's just got a new job, and she complained that I hadn't arranged anything to go out and celebrate her new
Shocking.
Job. She said, "I seem to remember when you got a new job, we went out and celebrated."
No, hang on. That's a fair point, though. When you got the job here, you went out to celebrate.
Yeah.
Yeah, but presumably she benefited from that meal as well.
Yeah,
You didn't just have a plate of food and she had to sit there. So technically, what you were doing was taking her out. That you were going out there in anticipation of her.
I don't think that will work.
It's not going to wash.
No.
Okay. So we want your tales of utter romance, and it always seems to be the blokes that are expected to be romantic to the ladies. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
We're always the pressure is on us to be romantic,
and they always complain if we're not. Whereas if they're not romantic, we don't complain.
Cross over it.
Exactly.
So your tales of romance this morning. What's the most romantic thing you've done in the last couple of years? Don't go back into. We don't go back any further than that because that's just shameful. If you have to go back more than 2 years to find something romantic, when was our tenth? Oh, our tenth wedding anniversary was 2010. All right, okay. So I've just blown my own feature. Your moments of romance. Hello, Debbie. My hubby Mark took me on a surprise Valentine's treat to the lakes this year. Andy's been on. He says, try to be romantic. I sent flowers to her workplace last year, but I forgot she'd moved premises. That doesn't work, does it, Andy? No, you see that? That's not being romantic. The thought doesn't count in that situation, does it? No. Because you clearly haven't paid attention to the fact that she'd moved. Drat.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Tom. You are on your way to work to do a job of what? What do you do?
I sell cars.
You sell cars? How exciting.
Yeah.
Busy time of year for you guys as well, this time of year, I'm guessing, is it? Is it with the new reg?
Yeah, fairly busy at the moment, yeah. Down near Christmas, but busy at the moment.
Yeah, good. Make the most of it. Okay, and you're just telling me you're getting ready to go on holiday in a couple of weeks. Where are you off to?
I'm off to Egypt.
Why would you want to... We're looking out the window this morning, Tom, on your way into work. Why on earth would you want to be going to somewhere like Egypt when it's just...
I don't know. You wake up over there, it's 30 degrees. You wake up over here and it's about 10 degrees.
Why would you want to do that? I just don't understand it. Right, OK. Well, have a fabulous time. I'm sure you will. Well, hopefully you'll be off to see Latics before you go. They play Colchester next weekend. So here we go. The lyrics that all this week going to Latham Park Primary School. They got their big autumn fair on Saturday, which we'll be popping along to on Saturday lunchtime. So go up there if you're in the area. And our lyric this morning sounds like this. So here we go. Have a little listen to this again, Tom.
Hi, my name's Daniel and this is my lyric. We are young, we run green, keep our teeth nice and clean, see our friends, see the sight.
Okay, so Tom, what is the song and who sings it?
It's Supergrass, All Right.
Supergrass, All Right. Yeah. Of course it is. So well done, Tom. You just won yourself a couple of tickets. You're going to see Latics in a couple of weeks' time. Week on Saturday against Colchester. So well done to you. Have a good day at work. So anyone who wants to say hi
thanks.
To
have a good day.
Anyone who wants to say hi to while you're on this morning, Tom?
Just my girlfriend, Gina. Hopefully she's listening. I've texted her to listen. So whether or not she's just getting up on it.
Well, there you go. You've done your romantic deed for the day, Tom. So thanks for that. Grand final, of course, on Saturday tea time. We'll be across that build-up from 5, kick-off 6 on Saturday tea time. And in the build-up to that, we've been tracking down some of your favourite Wigan Warriors stars. We've been putting to them our quick-fire 10 questions, OK? We had Liam Farrell earlier, which will be on our best bits later on online. Right now, here's Don Manfredi. Everybody get up. Favourite TV show?
Prison Break.
Favourite film?
Shawshank Redemption.
If you weren't a rugby league player, what would you be doing?
Fireman.
If you didn't play rugby league, what sport would you play?
Football.
Favourite holiday destination?
Sydney.
Favourite chockey treat?
Galaxy.
Apart from the DW, what's your favourite Super League ground?
Bull FC.
Rugby league idol?
Greg Inglis.
What music do you drive to?
Party Monkeys.
Which reality TV show would you like to be booked for?
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.